to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
No, Larry. Beaver isn't around here anywhere. I'll tell him you called. Bye.
Was that for me?
No, it was Larry Mondello. It's the second time he's called this morning looking for Beaver.
Oh, no, I haven't seen him since breakfast. I heard a door slam about half an hour ago, but I thought it was you, and you were mad at me about something.
Beaver's not up in his room, Mom.
Do you have any idea where he could have gone?
No. But he must have left in a hurry, though, because his towel's still dry, and he threw his dirty socks under the bed.
Under the bed?
Yeah. I picked him up with a stick and put him in the dirty clothes hamper. I'll take a look outside. Maybe he went across the street again to watch little Benji eat snails.
Wally, I just had breakfast.
Oh, yeah, sure, Dad.
Ward, I wonder why Beaver didn't tell us where he was going.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, if you told your folks what you were going to do, it took half the fun out of doing it.
Okay, Beef, raise your right hand.
I, Theodore Cleaver, promise to be a loyal member of the Bloody Five and only go around with other Bloody Five guys as long as I live.
And not to squeal.
Oh, yeah. Not to squeal on them, even if I get killed for it.
Okay, Beaver, you're now a genuine member of the club. And where's your 25 cents?
Here, Harold.
Come on, let's go.
Sure was needy, guys, to make me a member.
Don't forget, it goes for life, Beaver.
Well, sure. Hey, when are you guys going to initiate Larry?
We're not asking Larry. This club's just for neat guys.
Larry's kind of a neat guy.
Yeah, he's a kind of a neat guy. But he's not neat enough to be a Bloody Five.
Larry's almost my best friend.
Well, I wish you'd take him. Look, I think I got the Bloody Five. And if I say Larry's not getting in it, he's not getting in it.
Sure, what's use of having a secret club if you can't keep other guys out?
Yeah, and Larry's as good as anybody to keep out.
Yeah, well, I guess he is.
Come on.
Why, Larry, what are you doing in here?
Tearing up the rent.
Well, you're not going to spend the whole day doing that, are you?
I just might.
Did you find out where Beaver was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what he was doing, the rat.
Why, Larry, he's your best friend. How could you say that?
Because he is a rat. He's a triple dirty rat and eats rotten food.
Oh, stop that, Larry. You're making me nervous.
Yeah, just about everything I do makes you nervous.
Now, Larry, what happened between you and Beaver?
Well, Harold and some of the other guys at school got up a club, and they were whispering, and I heard Beaver was going over this morning and joined. That's why the rat wasn't home.
Well, nobody's going to keep my little boy out of a club. I'll just call Harold's mother and insist that they let you join.
But gee, Mom, if you went and did that, how could I go make believe I didn't care about their smelling old club?
Now, Larry, dear, you mustn't let this upset you. All those boys are going to be very sorry someday when you're head of a big company.
Sure they are. But in the meantime, what am I going to do with my weekends?
Boy, these are the Bloody Fives. That's just kid stuff.
Sure, but there's only kids in it.
Anyway, why did you go and join a club without your pal Larry?
Well, the guy said Larry wasn't a neat enough guy.
Boy, it sure is a dirty trick to do to him.
I didn't think so this morning. But on the way home, I started to think so.
Well, what are you going to do if he comes around?
Well, maybe if he comes around, he won't say anything. If he doesn't say anything, I won't say anything. And if neither one of us says anything, it'll be all right.
You know what you are, Beaver? You're an optimist.
Well, what's that?
Well, an optimist is the kind of guy that if he falls off a cliff, all the way down he'd be saying, everything's going to be okay.
Gee, I didn't know they had a big word for guys who fell off cliffs.
Boy, Beaver, you're goofy.
Beaver? Larry's here.
Uh-oh. He probably came over to sock you.
Thanks a lot, Wally.
Right down, Mom.
Hi, Bee. Hey, Larry, what are you doing with that paper bag on your head?
Oh, I forgot. I was still wearing my secret hood.
What's that funny looking thing on your arm?
Oh, that's my super secret armband that nobody's supposed to see.
I just came over to tell you that I can't see it today on account of we got a big meeting at my house. You belong to some kind of club? What's the name of it?
The Fiends. But I can't tell you any more on account I already spilled too many secrets. They might put the secret curse on me.
Gee, it must be a real neat club to have hoods and everything.
Oh, these are just for now. We're using paper bags till we get the velvet ones. Boy, we're going to have blue sweaters with gold signias, and we're going to show movies, and we're going to hold one of our meetings right in a graveyard at midnight.
Gee, that's the neatest club I ever heard of. Who's in it besides you?
Oh, no, I swore not to tell their names, but they're mostly big guys from the fifth grade, and we're having a big secret meeting in my basement this afternoon to join up new members. Well, I'll be seeing you around sometime, Beef.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you sometime, Larry.
Oh, I better put on my secret hood in case there's spies around.
Hey, did Larry sock you?
We didn't even get to talk about him being sore at me.
Well, what did you talk about?
Larry belongs to the neatest club I ever heard of.
Well, tough luck.
Boy, I'd sure like to be a fiend.
Well, how can you be a fiend when you already swore yourself up to be a bloody five?
I'm just going to have to go over there and get myself unsworn.
Where have you been?
Out. I dropped Wally off over on Grant Avenue. He was stopping by to see someone named Marty.
Oh. Is Marty a boy or a girl?
Well, judging by the way Wally was combing his hair all the way over in the car, I suspect that Marty is a girl.
Did Beaver go with you?
Yeah. I let him out at Metzger's Field. Said he was meeting Harold and some of the other boys.
Is Harold the one with the snakes?
No, I think Harold's the one whose father went to school with Rod Cameron. Wonder what's happened with Larry. He and Beaver are always together.
Well, he was over this morning with a paper bag on his head, and I haven't seen him since.
Well, Beaver had a piece of paper in his hand when I let him out the vacant lot. Maybe he drew up a map, and they're digging for buried treasure or something.
I, Beaver Cleaver, resign myself from the Bloody Five. On account I don't want to belong to the Bloody Fives. Yours truly, Theodore Cleaver.
Gee, Beaver, you mean you're quitting?
How come? Is your mother making you?
Well, I'm making myself.
What a crummy trick. After we gave you the secret oath and the password and everything.
Yeah, this afternoon I thought up a whole lot of neat stuff for us to do.
Come on, Beaver, don't be a quitter.
Let him go, Whitey. If he doesn't want to stay, let him quit. But any Bloody Five who ever speaks to the Beaver again is going to be thrown out of the club.
That's all right with me.
That's okay with us, too. Now hurry up and beat it.
I'll beat it, but I won't hurry up and beat it.
Boy, what a creep.
Yeah, what a creep.
Yeah, it's funny, though. This morning it was a real neat guy.
Hi, Dad.
Well, I thought I'd just let you out over at Marty's house.
Yeah, Dad. That's right. He wasn't home, though.
He? I thought Marty was a girl. You were combing your hair all the way over there.
Uh-uh. His sister's a girl, but she wasn't home either.
Well, hello, Wally. Are you home?
Yeah. I thought I'd just kind of hang around the house today.
Well, this is something. A teenager staying home on a Saturday.
Well, the way I figure it, when I'm in the Army, dodging missiles and stuff, this will give you something to remember me by.
That's very thoughtful, Wally. Isn't it, Ward?
Yes. Besides, Marty's sister isn't home.
I saw Beaver hot-footing it over to Larry's.
Well, he starts out for Harold's and winds up at Larry's.
Yeah. Well, you know how kids are. They can't stick to one thing for over 10 minutes. I'll get it. Hello? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure. Well, bye. I'll see you.
Where are you going?
Back over to Marty's. He just got back.
Well, we had a nice day with our son, didn't we?
Look, Larry, I already quit the Bloody Five. You just gotta let me join up with the fiends.
Gee, I don't know, Beaver.
What do you mean you don't know? At my house, you said you were having a big secret club meeting over here today and everything.
I don't know if the other guys would want you to be a fiend.
Well, you could at least let them look at me and then decide.
Yeah. Maybe they wouldn't even want to look at you.
Are you sure you're having a meeting down your cellar? Well, it's awful quiet.
Well, that's because it's a secret meeting, and we all talk with secret signals.
Listen, Larry, either you're going to join me up with your club right now, or I'm never going to speak to you again as long as I live.
All right, Beaver, don't get sore. I'll take you down the basement. But I'm going to have to blindfold you.
How come?
Well, if the guys didn't take you into the fiends, and you already saw who the fiends were, you know too much, and they might have to kill you.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, sit here, Beaver, and be quiet. I got to call a secret meeting to order. The meeting will now come to order. Quiet down, you guys by the furnace. That's better. Fellow fiends, this here is Beaver Cleaver, and I want you should vote on him for being a new member. Stand up, Beaver, so the fiends can see you. Well, now turn around so the guys in back can see you. Okay, now sit down. All in favor of making Beaver a fiend, say aye. All opposed, say no. The ayes have it.
Hear anything, Larry?
Oh, that's because they're giving secret signals, you dope. Okay, Beef, you're a member. Now let's go.
Hey, Larry, well, I didn't get to meet the guys.
You'll get to meet them at the next meeting. It's the rule.
I didn't think there was anybody here, Larry.
But gee, Beaver, what a ratty thing to do. You got no club at all. Well, you did a rattier thing by joining the Bloody Fives without me. They didn't want you in the Bloody Fives because you weren't a neat enough guy. I'm as neat as guys you are. You're not. I am too.
Harry, are you boys fighting down there?
No, Mom. No. We're just playing a game.
That's fine. But don't make all that noise.
Yes, Mom. Crumb, 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 crumb.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, Mrs. Mundello, but I thought Beaver might still be over there.
Well, he left quite a while ago. He and Larry had a wonderful time playing in the basement.
I think it's so nice that the two of them are such good friends. You know, Beaver just thinks the world of Larry.
Oh, yes. I think if his sister just had some of Larry's charm, she'd have been married long ago. Yes. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver. I just talked to Mrs. Cleaver, and I told her Beaver's on his way home.
I hope that crummy Beaver falls in a manhole and a big alligator in the sewer eats him up.
Why, Larry!
Why, Beaver, I just called Larry's house.
That Larry's no good. He's a big, dumb, stupid dope with no brains, and I'm going to hate him forever, even when he's a big, dumb, stupid old man.
Why, Beaver!
Wally, would you come down here?
Okay, Dad. I'll be right there.
Do you think Wally knows what this is all about with Larry?
Well, I don't know, but I can't get anywhere with Beaver. I asked him what was wrong, and he accused me of being on Larry's side.
Did you want me to do something, Dad?
No, your father just wants to find out what you know about the trouble between Larry and Beaver.
Oh, I think they're mad at each other.
Wally, we know that. We want to know why they're mad at each other.
Well, gee, Dad, I'm going to the movies tonight, and if I get mixed up in a big beef here, I'm liable to miss the first show.
You're not going to get mixed up in any big beef.
Wally, look, if you know what the trouble is, I wish you'd please tell us.
Well, the Beaver joined the Bloody Fives, and they wouldn't take Larry. So Larry told Beaver that he belonged to the Fiends. So Beaver quit the Bloody Fives to join the Fiends. But Larry was only making up the Fiends, and so they got mad at each other, and I didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, thank you, Wally.
Well, I'll be home early. I gotta stop by Marty's house first.
Are you gonna take Marty's sister to the movies?
No, I'm taking Marty. But, I can't help it if Marty's sister just happens to come along. Well, you know how it is.
Well, Beaver, let's take you back.
Well, it wasn't dirty all over, so I just washed my feet in the sink.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I gave you a bath.
Yeah, well, I guess it has.
Come to think of it, it's been a long time since I told you a story.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of things it's been a long time since you did them.
Well, you know, I think I'll tell you one tonight.
Well, I guess that'd be okay.
Well, Beaver, this is a story about something that happened in France. Oh, in the olden days.
Before you were married to Mom?
Oh, sure, it's a long time before that. Anyway, there was this big village full of people, and they all worked together, and, well, they just got along together fine. Until one day, a small group of them decided to build a castle.
A big castle?
Oh, yes, it had a drawbridge and towers and a big moat around it.
Just like Disneyland, huh, Dad?
Yeah. Well, anyway, the people who built this castle wouldn't let the other people come into it. And that made the rest of the villagers angry. So they all started building castles of their own. And the first thing you know, instead of a nice, friendly village, there were six castles. And the people in one castle wouldn't talk to the people in the others. And they wouldn't work together, and they wouldn't help each other. They just all stayed behind their big, thick castle walls and kept other people out.
Did they yell bad words at each other?
Well, I suppose they did, Beaver. But the day came when they learned their lesson. Because an invader came down from the north. And because the people were all divided, no, not banded together, and suspicious of each other, the invader was able to capture all six of those castles, one by one.
Is that all, Dad?
That's all, Beaver.
Are you telling me the story? Because those castles were like clubs?
Yes, I am. Beaver, I don't think it was right for you to join a club where the other fellows kept Larry out.
But Whitey said that was the only reason for having a secret club,
so you can keep other guys out.
Oh, no, Beaver. That's the worst reason in the world. You see, it's all right to band together to help each other. But when people divide up into small groups just to hurt others, sooner or later they're going to wind up like those people in the castles.
Yeah, Dad. Larry was hurt, so he wanted to hurt me.
Well, I'm glad you see what it can lead to, Beaver.
Thanks for telling me the story, Dad, even if I did learn something.
Good night, son.
Good night, Dad. Dad, maybe sometime when I'm real dirty, you could help me take a bath again.
Maybe I can, Beaver.
Hey, Beaver, are you still awake?
Sure. What do you think I am, a kid or something? Did you like the movie, Wally?
Nah, that double-crossing Marty didn't bring his sister.
You should have stayed home. There was a real neat story about castles and people conquering them and all that stuff.
Yeah? On television?
No, Dad told it to me.
Well, how come?
So I'd know how dumb it is to have clubs for keeping guys out.
Yeah. You know, you're not allowed to have clubs like that in high school.
Why not?
Mr. Haller says we don't have enough education to be snobs yet. Hey, Beef, are you going to make up with Larry?
Gee, Larry and I don't need to do that. Tomorrow I'll just say, hi, Larry, and he'll say, hi, Beaver. And then we'll go start doing something, and we'll forget all about hating each other.
Yeah.
Hey, Wally, I left the water in the sink if you want to wash your feet.
Next on TV Land, it's Mr. Ed, a show that dispelled the once popular notion that a talking horse couldn't carry a sitcom. Sadly, when Mr. Ed tried to make the crossover to drama with Dr. Ed, M.D., audiences scoffed, finding that show just plain silly. Stay tuned for Mr. Ed in his more widely accepted role. Next.